The Dan and Maz Show. My fellow Australians, it's time for the first meal of the day. And it's a day that starts with S, which means it must be time for your serving of weekend breakfast. So crank your volume up. Oh, to a respectable listening level. It is still quite early. It's time for Dan and Maz Weekend. Hooray!
Good morning, legends. It's Dan and Maz Weekend. It's so good to be with you on a Saturday.
Yeah, do your stretches. Really stretch it out. If you're feeling a little stiff or a little tense this morning, just do a big old stretch and that'll feel really good.
Dan, I want you to tell all of Australia why you are doing your stretches this morning.
So, I've finally come good on my New Year's resolution.
Which was resolution for 2015. Yeah,
as well, yeah. So really, it's 18 months old.
It sure is.
I've been for a run every day this week.
And I'm very proud of you, mate. Like, and you've run like 5 or 6 Ks.
Yes. Yeah. Not like 500 meters to the pub. Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't just run to the convenience store.
Yeah. Couldn't this be more convenient? No, I have. And I've been really proud of that. And I've been doing this thing. It's actually inspired by Jerry Seinfeld, where you don't break the chain. You do it every day, right? And if you don't break that chain, you keep ticking off, it becomes a habit, right?
Yeah.
And yesterday it was raining when I wanted to do my run.
So you went to a gym and you got on a treadmill and you kept...
No, because I'm intimidated by gyms. I want this to be my own secret private shame, all right? I'm intimidated by gyms. So I decided to do like push-ups and burpees and stuff like that in my living room.
Now, okay, so you did push-ups?
Yeah.
What else did you do?
Burpees, sit-ups, and a move that I learnt off The Bachelor the other night called a plank.
Which is cool, a plank.
I saw Richie doing it.
How are your abs today, mate?
I am in so much pain. I am in so much pain. And it was, you know how long I did it for? Like the whole routine?
Like 15 minutes. 15 minutes, yeah. That's so amazing.
The backs of my elbows are like, I can't move my arms.
This is so cute. Do you know what? I hope in a couple of weeks' time, Dan, you come in on a Saturday and you're like, guys, you know Aerobics Old Style is back on Channel 10 at 8 a.m. on Fridays. I'm all over it.
Maz, I only wake up early 2 days of the week, and that's Saturday and Sunday, all right? Hey, we've got a good show. Let's get into it, all right?
We've got an awesome show. We're going to kick off Confuse next. If you want to play, we need a contestant. 131060 is the number to call.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
It is time for our weekly news-based game show. It's called Confuse.
Yeah, because it's confusing and it's about news. Yummy. This morning, wearing her confused pants, it's Jessica. Hello, Jessica.
Good morning. How are you?
How am I? I'm pretty good. As we were saying before, I'm in a little bit of pain because I tried to do exercise this week. Succeeded, but my body wasn't really ready for it. So I can't actually drink my coffee because I can't bend my elbow enough to get the coffee to my mouth.
But
I found out that muscle on the back of my elbow is called the tricep.
Correct.
The tricep.
Like
correct.
The triceratops of the body. All right, Maz, you got two news stories. One is a fake one and one is a real one. And Jessica, you're trying to guess the fake one, okay?
Okay, the fake one, right.
Yes.
Here we go, Jessica. Story number one. A 103-year-old Cambridge man is back behind the wheel of a van he once drove in the 1960s. Giovanni Rosso, thanks to his generous family for his birthday, received a restored original Bedford HA. So now he cruises around in his mobile fish and chip truck just like it's the 1960s again.
Okay.
Wow.
Story number two. Divers exploring the Kronan, a historical royal shipwreck off the coast of Sweden, recently discovered gold coins, a diamond ring, and what they believe is a sizable hunk of gnarly-smelling old cheese, according to Sweden's Evening Post. They discovered the big old chunk of cheese inside a black tin jar on the seabed, and they have described it as smelling like cheese. That's an official quote.
Oh my, both of them are a bit weird.
Oh, is it old mate and his old mate and his fish and chip van or whatever it was? Or is it the Swedish divers and the sea cheese?
Sea cheese.
Okay. I'm going with number one.
Is fake? You think that's fake?
Yes, I do.
Really? That's what you're going to lock in? Really? I don't know the answer, but I would have locked in number two anyway. But all right, Jess. That's confident.
Jess, you are correct.
Oh, yay.
Story number one is fake. But here's the thing, right? The 103-year-old Cambridge man is actually back behind the wheel of an ice cream van that he drove in the 60s, not a fish and chip truck.
That's so close.
So close.
But they definitely found cheese on the bottom of the ocean.
Yum. Would you eat sea cheese, Jess?
No, I don't think so. I'd take the ring.
Well, bugger, because that was the prize. We got all this Swedish sea cheese.
I'd have a nibble on it, like with a Sayo or something.
Yeah, I'd have a go. I'd put it on
crackers.
A cracker, a little bit of quince paste. Yeah.
The crackers didn't survive in the bottom of the ocean, unfortunately.
No, they just melted away and became burly.
Awesome.
Jess, thanks for playing this morning.
Jess
is trying to wrap us up.
You're the winner!
Yay!
Have a good day, babe.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
We want to know on 131060, have you ever accidentally kissed someone?
Accidental.
Yes. Adele did it this week. I reckon this video popped up on your Facebook feed at some point. And she was doing a gig and she loves to invite her fans onto stage halfway through the show.
Yeah,
she'll get a really super pumped fan
loves
on stage.
Loves a bit of audience participation segment.
Yeah, so she gets this 21-year-old dude. He's super pumped to get on stage and, you know, she's belting out a tune. And I'm not really sure, like, how this happened, but they definitely locked lips.
He was
very accidentally.
He was leaning over to watch her sort of piano or sing or whatever, and then she swung her head around to look at him, and then lips
boom.
Just boov, and you got an accidental kiss.
Super awkward moment.
He snogged me. Oh, she's got such a great voice, doesn't she, Adele?
She really does.
I know she's got a great singing voice. Duh, Dan. Everyone knows that. Yeah, but her accent's really funny and, like, her laugh. Like, ha, ha, ha. She's got a great laugh.
It was
she's good.
Such a cute moment. And she did say to the crowd, thank God my man isn't here. I haven't been kissed like that in 6 years.
Oh, dear.
Oh. Obviously, the marriage is going well.
All right, 131060. Have you given or received an accidental kiss?
Accidental.
Dan, I believe you've got a story that involves a family member.
Yep, I do. I accidentally kissed my Uncle Greg on the lips once. And I'll tell you how it happened because a good story. We used to go, I've got family in France. We go to France for holidays and one of the weird things about going to France as a kid is you've got to recalibrate. Every time you meet someone, you got to go, mwah,
mwah,
mwah, right? One, you put your cheek on one side and go, mwah, and then you put cheek on the other side and go, mwah. It's
mwah.
Like the French way to say hello. It's really weird. You even do it with dudes. It's very uncomfortable.
That's just super Euro.
Yeah, but when you're like an 11-year-old, like, boy and like you have these men who are like, come and kiss me, little boy. Like it just makes you feel so weird. Like it's you gotta really recalibrate. You go away for a few weeks or over a month. And then when you get back to Australia in January, right? And school's about to go back, you have to then recalibrate, go back to Australia. And I just arrived and I wasn't really back to Australia. I was still in French mode in my head. And Uncle Greg, he's, met us at the airport. And he comes over and he's like, oh, hello, Daniel. And I'm like, oh, mwah. And he was like, oh, okay. And then he didn't realize there was a second one coming. And I went to go, mwah, on the other side. But he didn't move his head in the opposite direction. And I just went, mwah, right in the middle.
Accidental.
On the lips.
And
got Greg lips all over my face. And he has a beard.
How did Uncle Greg react to that?
Oh, we'll never talk about this again. And here I am, telling the country. Nah, he's all right. 131060. Have you accidentally kissed someone? Make me feel a little better.
I have
intimacy issues.
I have a story that I'll share with you up next. It involves one of the Madden brothers.
Steve Madden from the NFL.
How did you know? 131060. Who right. have you accidentally kissed?
Dan and Maz Weekends.
On 131060, give us a call if you've accidentally kissed someone.
Yeah. Accidental.
Oh. got to make an apology before we get into it. I did make a mistake in our last segment. I was doing a joke. In my defense, it's early. I'm only halfway through my long black. I said that Steve Madden was a NFL computer game man. It's not. It's John Madden. Steve Madden makes shoes. That's why you were laughing so much, Maz. Not because my joke was funny. You were laughing at me, not with me.
Correct.
So sorry to everyone. Sorry to everyone who tweeted and said, Dan, you idiot. Especially to Chris, who said, I will just say, I'm mad, Dan, at this error you have made.
That's very clever.
Well done, Chris. Here comes another pun. Well done, Chris. All right. The reason we're talking about the Maddens is because that's who you've accidentally kissed, Maz.
Well, not both of them.
No, that'd be a real accident. I'm so sorry.
Oops again. No, I accidentally kissed Benji Madden.
Accidental.
How can you tell, though?
I can tell them apart.
I guess you'd know because of what neck tattoo you were kissing.
Yeah, and it really was an accident. It was at the end of an interview and I kind of went in for the, like, goodbye hug.
Yeah.
And I think he sort of went for the goodbye handshake.
Oh.
And so as he sort of came towards me and I sort of went towards him, just the way, and then I sort of turned my head. And so before I knew it, I had, like, just macked on with his neck.
Accidental. Like,
I'm so sorry. I'm going to go now.
All right.
So embarrassing.
Was it like a nice neck to kiss? I don't know. I don't have a follow-up question.
No. Like, it was weird. It was awkward. And it was an accidental kiss.
All right. Well, let's do some weird, awkward, accidental radio right now. 13 10 60.
Janine, hello.
G'day, guys. How are you this morning?
Great, babe. Who did you accidentally kiss?
My boss.
Okay. Oh. How'd it happen?
Out for a work function, yeah, and I thought he was coming in for the big hugging, you know, and yeah, he cooked one. So he got a bonus that night.
Accidental.
You should be the one getting a bonus.
Do you say
bonus?
Bonus?
Bonus, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Come on, mate.
No, come on. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, come on.
Hey,
good work, Janine. Keep her in line. Keep her in line.
I've got a question for you. Where did you kiss him? Was it on the cheek? Was it on the mouth?
Like, right on the edge of the, like, mouth. Right on the corner of his mouth.
On the corner of his mouth.
That's awful. It's
more embarrassing. It's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, someone kill me now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the worst.
Get a promotion. Get a promotion the next day or no?
No, I don't think if she was going to get a promotion, he'd have to retract it, I think.
Nah. Promotion kiss.
Scott.
G'day.
Hey, mate. Scotty, who did you accidentally kiss?
It was senior year, and I've tried to annoy one of the boys by giving him a bit of a, you know, cheeky kiss on the cheek just to mess with him. He's turned around to inspect what's crawling up beside him, and he's, I've ended up kissing him on the lips.
Accidental.
Yeah.
Accidental high school kiss.
Yeah,
was it a sexual awakening for you, Scott? Were the two of you we're going to get married now?
I think we just both went to the bubblers and washed our mouths out.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That'd be so awkward with your mate as well.
That wasn't good.
Funny. Yeah. You don't want that. I mean, you don't
want
to mess business and pleasure.
When you're being a, you know, little punk and you're trying to pull one over on your mate.
Yeah.
You get kissed on the lips.
If you're going to do the crime, you got to be ready to do the time.
We've got Chloe on 13 10 60. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, we're great, Chloe.
Chloe, who did you accidentally kiss?
I've accidentally kissed my mum.
Oh, you're allowed to kiss your mother. That's lovely,
no.
Chloe.
No.
Different way.
No!
Why was this not a lovely motherly, daughterly kiss of appreciation?
When I was younger, she used to tuck me in and we used to fight each other to, like, lick each other's cheek.
Sure. Parenting is a sliding scale. There's lots of different techniques. I'm sure that's one of them.
And we went to race each other and her tongue went in my mouth.
Accidental.
Oh, yuck.
Yes. I was like, oh, my goodness.
How old are you, like 21 or?
No, At the moment, I'm 17.
Oh, how old were you back then, Chloe?
Oh, probably like 12.
Oh, that's 12.
You'll
never forget
that.
I know, I was in my cool 12-y days and that happened.
When you were 12 years old, your mum French kissed you. Oh.
Yep.
Can I ask, did the games cease after that?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I was like, Mum, I don't want to do that with you again.
Yeah. You're like, Mum, you've crossed a line.
Yeah.
And
you've crossed a line.
Yeah. It's just not going to happen anymore.
Oh, that's just making me feel uncomfortable.
That's just such a great story, Chloe. Thanks for calling.
It's a good one. Yeah, good segment.
Well done, team.
Accidental kiss. Bloody love it.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
I had the absolute pleasure of catching up with the Veronicas quite recently for my web series called Chatterbox. We have popped that link on our Facebook page and tweeted it if you want to see the full chat.
If you want to open up the Chatterbox and see what's inside, you can see it on our Facebook, Dan and Maz, or Twitter, at Dan and Maz. That's one of the, I think you set the world record for lowest average height of an interview. Because all of you are petite treats.
Where I'm 155 centimetres in flats.
Tiny.
And I feel like Jess and Lisa are maybe just shy of that also.
They are minuscule. They're like a foot shorter than you, Maz.
And we're all sitting terrifying. Down. So it is a really, it's a short interview the height department.
Yep. But not in terms of depth of investigation.
Oh, no, we cracked on for hours. And one of the things that we talked about was their dear mother.
Can we talk about your mum for a sec?
Yeah.
Colleen, she is like the cutest mama. I feel like she was the original momager.
Oh, stage mum central, and we don't have any issues at all.
But honestly, has that been like, a pillar of strength for you guys over the years? And there's been ups and downs in the music industry, definitely.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We couldn't have survived this long in this industry without such a supportive family. And even getting to the point of, our parents supported us all the way through our teenage years with our love for music and being on stage and songwriting, and they really poured everything into that for us, and they love music themselves. Our dad was a musician.
Yeah.
He was on stage, so it's just sort of in our blood. And
and we have been through the ups and the downs of the industry, and it's like the craziness of peak celebrity and success and all that, to the sort of lows of, you know, not even being able to get your music released.
Yeah.
And to sort of have that grounding, like that family sort of unit supporting
us. Very important.
Us,
yeah. All the cyclic, dynamics that happen.
Psychic dynamics?
Cyclic.
Oh.
Like as in a cycle.
And they did a bit of an overshare. They did a bit of a reference to their song as well.
Is there only one type of cycle in the world?
Yes, motorcycle.
Exactly.
Yep. Vicious cycle.
Unicycle.
Recycle. We could go on. Tricycle.
Nope. Let's move on.
Look, they did talk about stage mummery, like having a stage mum, a mother who pushes the child to perform. And we want to talk about that this morning, 13 10 60. If you are a survivor of a stage mum.
I think in the chat, Lisa, I mean, she sums up how they feel about having a stage mum pretty succinctly.
Oh, stage mum central, and we don't have any issues at all.
Yeah. And I think it's one of those things, if you've had it, you'd know it, right? And you can think 100%. Of examples. Can I expand this topic, Maz, if I may,
to
also include, in the interest of gender equality.
Oh, stage dads?
Or even stadium dads, because my brother was quite the talented rugby player. Don't laugh, okay? So look at me, you wouldn't guess that, but no, my brother Tom, he's a very good rugby player. And
yeah, he got the sports genes.
Yep. And I got all the other great ones, like
you got
asthma.
The skinny jeans.
Yeah, I'm wearing them right now. So he did really well. He was actually selected for the state team. He went to play overseas.
In the Ruggers.
Yeah, he was doing real rugby union. And one time, and Dad was sort of took it on himself to, you know, Dad got Tom a playing position in France and all this sort of stuff, right? Dad was really into it. Oh, you're doing well, Tom. You're doing great, Thomas. Oh, you're doing so good. And then one day, Dad was just like, it literally slipped out of his mouth. He goes, oh, it's going to be so good when we're playing for the Wallabies. And
oh,
Tom had to go, Dad.
Dad.
I'll be playing for the Wallabies. You won't be, mate. It was like, oh.
He was totally trying to live his rugby union dream through his son.
And now Tom has the proud position of player coach of the Maroondah Griffins.
Hey, that's cool.
There you go.
Didn't play for the Wallabies.
Go though. The Griffins. No, but he did pretty well. Pretty bloody well. I'm proud of my brother and I'm proud of my dad.
13, 10, 60. So if you grew up and you had a stage mum.
Yeah.
Or a stadium dad?
Well, either or. You could have a stadium mum or a stage dad.
True.
It's a parent who pushes you to succeed, often sometimes a little more than you'd like, I think, you know?
A little bit too far.
The beauty pageant parents. Maybe your parent was always trying to get you to sing at shopping centre competitions.
Yeah. And it does seem like it's because their dreams were unfulfilled and they're trying to live them through their kids.
I didn't say that about my dad, but if you read between the lines.
Well, you know, I'm just guessing. I'm just guessing on that one.
When I'm out on the wing and Georgie Gregan chucks it out to me and I score the try, Dad, come on.
13, 10, 60, are you a stage mum survivor? We'll get your calls next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
This popped up because I had a chat to the Veronicas this week, and Jess and Lisa, they weren't backwards in coming forwards about the fact that their mum, Colleen, was a bit of a momager for them.
Oh, stage mum central, and we don't have any issues at all.
They're still working those issues out with their therapist, but...
surely they'd have a therapist each. They couldn't have the same one. That'd be too much.
Oh, do you know what? I didn't ask that in the interview.
They have to. There's no way they're both going. Just because they're twins.
But it depends, right? Because if you go to couples counselling, and I would know, you go to the same therapist, right?
Yeah.
So because they're twins, if they're working on their relationship with each other, they would go to the same therapist.
So there's three therapists getting money out of the Veronica's enterprises at least.
That's just to get into, isn't it?
Yep.
You think about it.
It's a real rabbit hole.
Well, everyone's got issues.
It's a real can of worms. A C-O-W. Can of worms. It's a cow.
What happened to that TV show?
I don't know. Dicko, wasn't it Dicko?
Yeah, Chrissy Swan.
Yeah.
That was a good show.
Chrissy Swan is
back.
A rival broadcaster now, Maz, so let's not give her too many plugs.
Okay, we're still allowed to like her and say she was great on the telly.
We got
to
sledge her.
We don't.
Down with Swan.
Dicko
down.
Still broadcast?
Down with Swan.
Or something?
All right. We've gone too far. We've got to get back to the topic.
Monique, hi.
Good morning.
Hey, Mon. We're asking about stage parents, stage moms, stage dads, stadium moms, or stadium dads.
Moms?
Yeah. You've got to pronounce it with American. It's stage mum isn't a thing. It's moms. But anyway.
Mom.
Monique, come on.
My dad was like a stage dad. He was a tennis coach. He was mine and my sister's tennis coach. And he used to train us, and we were on the verge of being junior pros.
Ooh.
And we had lost the tournament, and he's kept going on about how he'd wasted all his time and now he won't get to play. And
so did he actually say that? Did he actually say that?
Yeah, he got mad really once and he did it. And the thing was, we even moved states away from our family so he could build a court to train us and everything. So
really?
I'm originally from New South Wales, and we left all our family just so we could achieve it, and now I'm a student studying teaching. I don't play anymore.
And he's just sad all the time?
Well, he tried to relive his dream through my younger sisters, and they would just dance on the court. So they dance now, and I have a nephew who's 10.
Oh, no, so he's moved on to the nephew now.
Yeah, well, he's a martial artist, so now his dream is him to go to America and be a pro martial artist. So his dream's changed again.
Obviously, you guys are a very sporty family. It sounds like you're all into different sport. That's great.
The next one's a nerd, and Dad just cries. Go play with your test tube, Poindexter.
Mon, thanks for your call, babe. You survived. You survived your stage dad.
We got Kenny. Hey, Kenny.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Yeah, on you, Kenno.
What's the story?
Yeah, you got a stage mum?
Well, my one's an embarrassing mum, I should say.
Okay.
Well, segment, Kenny. We're going to have to let you go.
No, it's good stuff, man. Come on. Come on, mate.
Well, I was young. At age 14, 15, we were doing sailing.
Yeah.
And we represented our country.
Oh,
and
good
went overseas.
You.
Yeah, went overseas to Tahiti, Samoa, American Samoa and all that. And my mum, she was our coach and manager.
Okay, that's a winning combination.
You said she embarrassed you.
Yeah, every time, like, I'm doing something, rigging up my sails or something, she always come and make sure I'm all right in front of my teammates, and my teammates look at me like, what?
Did you get special treatment because she was, like, the coach and your mum?
Hey, yep. And also, like, yep.
What kind of stuff would she say to you?
She's like, oh, you're right, son, you need help, or make sure you tie the knot properly and put your sail up. Make sure you take your life jacket with you.
Oh, yeah, make sure you tie the knot properly. Oh, thanks, Mum. I was just going to bloody do it wrong. You saved us. Well done. Oh.
Yeah, and the worst part is when we're out sailing in the competition, she'll be yelling out, come on, my son.
Just in a little boat next to you with a megaphone.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Rowing along. You're doing great, Kenny.
Did she ever say that you were good with a winch?
Oh, I don't
think
so.
Isn't that a sailing term?
Probably.
Don't you winch up a sail?
Great question, Maz.
Yeah.
Really good interview technique there. If you want to see Maz's interview with the Veronicas, it's on our Facebook and on our Twitter.
I just thought coming out of your mum's mouth, that would be a funny sentence.
All right.
Bowlines, reef knots and all that, so when you're tying your sail down. These are little boats because we were kids. We're not the big boats.
Yeah.
Righto.
They're called Optimus.
Optimus great.
Lasers.
Optimus Prime. That's good knowledge. That's good sailing knowledge.
Hey, Kenny, I'm glad that you survived your stage, Mum.
Oh, yeah.
Well done.
And good on you for repping Australia
and
sailing. Like, that's awesome.
Yep, and you can see Maz's interview with the Veronicas on our Facebook and our Twitter. There you go. Good stuff, Maz Compton. Chatterbox.
Sarah?
Yes?
Are you a stage mum survivor?
I am, actually, except it wasn't my mum. I loved my mum. She was so, I could have broken my ankle and ruined my whole dance routine, and she'd be like, that was great.
Oh,
but if she ever left the change room after she'd got me ready, I was petrified because all the other stage mums would attack me because my hair wasn't good enough, and they'd rip it out and do it again. They'd redo my mum's makeup she'd done. They'd tell me what I'd done wrong. So I just never wanted my mum to leave the room to go watch the concert.
So this is backstage at dance recital.
This is like a massive, like a dance concert, and you're all in the same room and all the mums are judging all the other mums, and my mum is just like, yeah, you're sweet, hun. You're good. You're fine. And she'd leave. And they were like, look at your hair and rip it out and redo it. And they did it so much tighter, redo my makeup, put more eyelashes on me. And
Sarah, maybe your mum wasn't any good.
Well, you know, that could be the reason. But at the time, I just thought she was awesome.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's a good stage mum.
It is a good stage mum. I just didn't want her to leave ever.
Yeah.
I'd get attacked.
Yeah.
That's
by the
so
other ones.
Full on. That's so intense.
That's what it's like.
And, like, I'd come off from solo dances, so, like, a solo dance, just me on stage. My mum would say it was great, and then I'd walk into the change room and the other mums would tell me what I did wrong.
Oh, at least you're learning. At least you're learning. If you want to go far. Are you a professional dancer now, Sarah?
I was a professional dancer for 3 years, and now I'm a dance teacher on the Central Coast.
See, it worked out. It worked out. You needed a bit of tough love. Your mum was too soft. Lucky there were some other ones taking it seriously.
She taught me how to drink wine. I find that more important.
Hopefully that was a few years later.
Wow. That's, so long as you're learning, right? We're always learning. Thanks, guys.
You're waking up with Dan and Maz Weekend. Everything lights up, makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about.
Good morning, legends. Dan and Maz Weekends are still with you for another hour. Up next, we've got to talk about the hottest TV show of all time ever.
Ooh.
In the history of TV shows ever in the world.
Just behind Game of Thrones, which is number one. My second favourite TV show is The Bachelor.
They're my top two. Batch is back, and I think everybody's got a WhatsApp group at the moment.
Yeah, I've been live tweeting. If you go to the Dan and Maz Facebook, all my tweets are all reproduced there in a photo gallery. You can read through them. It's like watching the episode through a bizarro lens.
Who's your hot fave at the moment? I know we're only a couple eps in, but who's your hot fave?
It's got to be Janie.
Janie for the win.
She terrifies me. She's the little one who thinks she's a Disney princess. It's like, aim higher, wow. Babe. Come on, mate. Okay. The world's your oyster.
Something super interesting happened at one of the rose ceremonies. We're going to chat about it up next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
We've got to talk about The Bachelor.
We have to. It's actually, there's court proceedings. They said, douche, 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 Dan and Maz, you have to talk about The Bachelor.
You must.
My boss is like, you got to reflect what's going on the TV. And we're like, can't we just do dinosaur news and talk about ourselves? And they're like, no, talk about The Bachelor.
Got to talk about The Bachelor. But I love what we're about to talk about. I don't know if everybody would have seen this or heard about this during the week, Dan.
One of the contestants in the Rose ceremony, I do genuinely enjoy watching The Bachelor and I tweet the episodes on Twitter, at Dan DeBoof. You can see all my tweets if you go to our Dan and Maz Facebook page. You can see all the tweets that I did last week because I'm obsessed with it. It's comedy gold. You'd be a fool not to watch it. No, not my tweets, the show.
Oh,
the show is comedy gold.
I was like, geez, dude, talk yourself up a bit, huh?
No, my tweets are okay. The show is comedy gold. I'm just, they do the shot. I just alley-oop it in. They do the rose ceremony at the end, which is where the Bachelor Richie has to hand out a rose to all the women he wants to keep in the show, and the ones who don't get it, they are.
He sends them packing.
Eliminado. And one of the women that he gave the rose to was.
This is insane.
Sasha, one of the two Eastern European chicks on the show. She's the Russian one. And she did something really bloody weird with her rose. Have a listen.
This rose ceremony is super intense. But then I look over at Sasha and she's eating her rose. Is that a Russian thing?
Must be a Russian thing.
Oh, yes. I don't think it's a Russian thing.
In Soviet Russia, Rose, it's you, yes.
I think that was her not knowing what to do with her nervous energy.
I just think it's because she's Russian, she's used to whenever people line up and things are given out, they just assume it's food.
Always food.
It's like Leningrad bizarre. Over there.
It's a very bizarre moment in the show where she's standing there and eating. She eats one of the rose
it's
petals.
Nuts. Who has ever eaten a trophy? Like, I thought there was chocolate inside. Like, what is going on in this woman's brain? Just have a nibble. Like, I get that you're hungry, but order a sandwich. Like,
do you think that it's one of those things she's done, though, to get attention?
No, that's the other thing, Maz. No, it absolutely wasn't.
Because there are those gimmicks. These girls do play the game and they do have their little gimmicks to try and get attention. And, you know, so everyone's talking about Sasha this week because she was the chick that ate the... I mean,
no,
I don't know if you want people saying that about you.
She did it secretly on the sly. She didn't even realise the cameras on it. And the cameras didn't even realise. They just swung across and got like a tiny second of it. And you could tell because like Osha didn't acknowledge it or anything. Richie didn't acknowledge it.
Yeah,
no one noticed.
It went under the radar.
It was like when someone tries to just, you know, just pick their nose and they realise that there was someone in the car next to them watching. It was like that. But she didn't even realise.
Wipe it on your sleeve.
Yeah. Do you? You can flick it away. Fa-doing.
Yeah. Hey, maybe rose is like a Russian delicacy.
Yeah. Ooh.
Have we thought about that?
Maybe
like
it
maybe
is.
Maybe they legit just like chow down on roses over there. I don't know.
What we're asking, 131060, what have you eaten that isn't food? Now, I know a lot of people, like, you know those TV shows which are called like My Messed Up Habit or whatever, where people eat their own hair and fingernails and stuff?
Yeah,
I would love to take callers like that if you're willing to share.
So we're totally open to taking gross callers on 131060.
Yeah, or you can just dob your friends in or family. Tegan has done a post on our Facebook and she said, remember when you used to eat dry dog food, Hayley, and tagged her mate? Hayley's written underneath, not really, I was like three. And then said, smells good though. Oh.
That is exactly gross. What our Facebook page is for.
Yes.
That is so brilliant.
Stitching up your mates. I should say there are people on our Facebook saying, technically, rose petals can be used in cooking. Yeah,
yeah
but it's a bachelor trophy. You, like, I know it's technically it can be if you were, you know, if you needed to eat it, it is
but
edible.
But
it's not
like
food.
You don't go to the Botanic Gardens on the weekend for a nice stroll.
Yeah.
And just pluck a rose out
and just
chomp
on
along
it
the way, do
like
you?
A mad Russian. No.
No.
All right.
You don't.
All right.
131060, what have you eaten that isn't food? Or leave a message on our Facebook.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Our number's 131060. We'd love to know what you've eaten that isn't food.
Yeah, because on The Bachelor, the Russian contestant Sasha, she started eating her rose during the rose ceremony.
This rose ceremony is super intense. Then I look over at Sasha and she's eating her rose. Is that a Russian thing?
I'll go eat some flowers.
My tikka chin.
Is it a Russian thing? I don't know. If you're one of our many Russian listeners.
Oh, please. Let us know.
Putin likes to listen to Dan and Maz on his weekend jog or his bear wrestle or wherever Putin starts his day. His little conference call with Trump while he's hacking Hillary's emails or whatever he does.
I wonder if he needs a little afternoon pick-me-up. He just, you know,
yes,
chows down on a rose petal.
Vladimir gets a little rose. Yum, yum. We like you so much. Give us a call. What have you eaten that isn't food? Or you can get on our Facebook. We're Dan and Maz on Facebook. I'm loving the responses there. Despina. That's Despina has said, when I was little, I used to get my dad's already used cigarette butts and pretend to smoke them. But one day my mum caught me and she made me eat a whole cigarette.
Oh, wow.
That's
an interesting
awful
parenting tactic.
And I like this one. We've encouraged people to do a post about what your friend has done and then tag your friend. And Danielle's done that. She tagged Alex and said, remember that time you were so hungry you ate a receipt?
Oh, wow. This is fantastic.
Can't 13, claim 10, that 60. On tax because you've just eaten the evidence.
Exactly. We've got Jessie. Hello.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good,
great,
Jessie.
Babe. What did you eat that isn't food?
Okay, so when I was little, I really don't know why. I actually think I convinced myself that there were different flavors, but I was obsessed with eating chalk.
Oh, good.
Why?
That is so disgusting.
I think it has something to do with, like, the weird pasty concoction it made in my mouth. I honestly don't know, but it just was so good.
Did you think that the different coloured chalks were different flavours?
Yes.
Oh, that's awful.
Well, they're not.
I hate chalk so much.
Not that I used to
feel
really.
Just watching teachers write on blackboards with chalks made me feel so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And the dust and the, ugh.
Everyone's got laptops now anyway, so we don't have to worry about it,
right? Yeah, now she nibbles
no,
on her, on her
like
mouse.
Maybe if I picked another piece up, I might give it another crack.
No, you wouldn't, Jessie. You just wouldn't. Please tell me you wouldn't.
I don't know. If temptation was there, I'd definitely maybe consider it, but
Jessie, you are weird and disgusting, all right? That's your affirmation for this morning. Or you look at yourself in the mirror and go, I am weird and disgusting.
I will wear that and I will say it every day with pride.
Don't. No, it's fine. Just lay off the chalk, Jess.
All right.
We've got Angelique on 131060. Hello.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, we're great.
You're so, so good, babe. What did That's you eat good. That wasn't food?
So I used to eat the tips of matchsticks when I was little.
Like the red part of the redhead.
Red part of the redhead, yeah.
Weren't you afraid the friction would make it ignite in your mouth and you'd go up like a phoenix?
No, I just love the texture of it.
Oh, good.
And then when I was still hungry, I used to eat baby sand at prep school.
What's baby sand? Is it like sand but smaller?
Yes. So you put it on a tire and you smack it and then all the big grains fall off and then you eat the little baby sand.
Oh, you're a mess.
You sound like an interesting
You are a mess, Angelique.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Matchstick tips. Wow. Jessica?
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
I'm really surprised by the calls we're getting.
Yeah,
this
it's good though. It's good to see people are being honest and dealing with our abuse that we're hurling back at them.
We put it out there. We wanted to know what you've eaten that isn't food.
It's not me. It's a family member. It's actually a syndrome. It's called
Tikka
syndrome. Yeah, we eat non-food items. And
what do you mean? So you'll only eat one food item, or you eat one weird one in addition to food?
Many different ones.
Yeah.
Oh. The person in my family has tried to eat the wood off her bed. Glue, fishing line, rocks, a number of things. But you can actually go to the Darrowe store and buy jelly beans that taste like all these things.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah, so that way they're not actually eating the bad item.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jessica.
Wait, eating the taste.
Do they have blue tack flavoured jelly beans?
They also have booger flavoured jelly beans, dogfish flavoured jelly beans. Yes.
It sounds like a Harry Potter thing, like Bertie Bott's every flavour bean.
There's a lot. Everyone's boogers taste different, don't they?
How would you know? How would you know? Unless you eat other people's boogers, you wouldn't know.
I would love to know who did the market research on that product.
Yeah, there's a niche for this. So, Jessica, is your family member like seeing a therapist or a hypnotist?
They do see people, but it's just something that like you just learn to live with.
And then you go go on the fishing trip and you're like, where's all the bloody fishing line? Oh,
it was
old
only
mate scoffed
once,
it.
So
yeah.
It's been okay with that one. Like many things like carpet, anything can be a possibility. Yeah.
Wow.
That would be an absolutely awful thing to have to live with.
I did not know that that was a thing that existed. But
there you go.
I didn't know it existed either until
also,
it was diagnosed.
So smart that there's jelly beans that are flavoured like weird stuff, like carpet.
Yeah. Interesting little hack.
Didn't know that either.
All right.
Also, to wrap it up, Monica on our Facebook has said, I ate a rose too, ha ha.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
I've had this article pop up on my little alerts. Alert, warning.
Danger.
Danger. And it's because it's to do with denim jeans, not because it's to do with things that you should stop doing when you turn 40.
Oh, no. Maz is making forward plans.
I mean, I'm so far from hitting the 40 mark.
Yes,
guys.
Absolutely. You and me both. We're 30-somethings. We're like the cast of Friends. We're cool. Actually, I think they were 20-somethings. Oh, God,
yeah,
we're so old.
They were 20-something. Dude, they were like, they were all 28 for ages.
Yeah. We're more like the cast of Sex and the City, just catching up on the weekend morning, having a little brunch chat about our lives.
I don't want to be Samantha.
Oh, we're both a couple of Samanthas. Oh.
We're more like the cast of the Golden Girls of this story. Thank you.
All right. What are you talking about denim jeans and turning 40?
Well, I read this article and it says this, there's things you should stop doing when you approach 40 or when you get to your middle ages, and one of them is stop wearing denim jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Others are stop going to nightclubs. That I'm like, yeah, cool, you know what?
Yeah.
If you're in your 40s, maybe just cool down on the old nightclubs in the Kentucky tours.
I stopped doing that in my late 20s.
Yeah. But some people haven't. Some people need to read articles to let them know what's appropriate when they're hitting that age.
Come on, David Guetta, hang up the headphones. Come on, Red Foo, you're 40, mate. Come on. But I want a party rock. No, mate.
Red Foo is actually 41. Can we just all have a moment for that?
Yep.
He still wears skinny tights. He wears tights. It's different.
Anyway.
This article said, when you're getting to the big 40, get your denim jeans, pop them in the back of the charity bin because you shouldn't be wearing them anymore. And it made me just think about for a second because I personally hope I'll be wearing my jeans until I die in my 100s.
Yeah.
But it made me think about my mum because mum, she's a little over 40. And she has this one pair of jeans that she only wears in a particular place.
If only we could talk to her about it, Maz.
Well, that's why I invited her in.
Oh!
To come in. Come in, Mum.
All the way from Trinidad and Tobago.
Get on a microphone. You know how it works now.
Hello there, my little girl. It's me, your mother, Mama Zeets.
Hey, Mama Zeets.
It's good to be here. You can see I am wearing my jeans.
Well, this is the interesting
thing. Even though I am 41.
Yes. Well, sure. The interesting thing about your jeans, and I wanted you to come in and tell everyone, Mama Zeets, is that you only wear this particular pair of ripped jeans
at the nightclub. And the rips are in the back because I go to a special type of nightclub.
No, not those.
What do you think of this one, boys?
Nope, that is not the story I wanted you to tell everyone.
What did you want me to say?
You know how whenever you go to the Blue Mountains and you go bushwalking and you only ever wear the ripped jeans bushwalking because no That's one's right. really going to see you?
And it is fun too because when I come off the bushwalking trail and my clothes are all ripped up, they are like, what happened to her? She goes deep in the bushes.
Those jeans got those rips in them for real?
I was lost in the woods. I had to kill a bear. I was like Bear Grylls. I slept inside a camel.
In the Blue Mountains in New South Wales.
That's
you
right.
slept inside a camel.
That's right.
And then how did your jeans get ripped up?
Because I wanted to look fashionable while I did it. Mama Zit's out.
And there she goes. I mean,
oh, what a lovely mother you have, Maz.
She's really amazing. But I didn't know that story about how the jeans got ripped. I thought she bought them like that. I thought they were Subies. Anyway.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
We're in a very jovial mood this All morning. Right. I've invented a game, everybody.
Yep.
And this is a game that everyone can play. It's a good one.
As long as you have pockets.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
If you're nude, you can't play.
The game. Well, no, you're right. You absolutely cannot play if you're nude. The game is inspired by this Justin Timberlake lyric. I got that sunshine in my pocket. 13, 10, 60, what's in your pocket?
And we'll rewrite the song.
We'll rewrite the song. So we'll take out the sunshine because really, like, who's got sunshine in their pocket? I mean, have a look, guys. Any sunshine in there? Highly doubt it.
It's quite dark
Probably
in there.
Could be a Vicks inhaler.
Okay.
If you've got a Vicks inhaler in your pocket, 13, 10, 60.
That would go like this. That would be... Oh, we can't do it.
Guys, I invented the game.
No, we've got it. We can insert it inside the song. I promise we have the technology. 13, 10, 60. What is in your pocket? The weirder, the better. Like, if you've got the strangest thing in your world, right? If you've got the weirdest thing and you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe you're calling up, we'll put it in the song. I got
that... Vicks inhaler. There you go. See, fun game. Good right. job, Dan and Maz.
Yeah, we did it. I told you we had the technology.
It's possible.
It's called a pause button. It's pretty good.
13, 10, 60. What's in your pocket? We'll play it next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Justin Timberlake, Can't Stop the Feeling, Dan and Maz Weekends, and that is the song that has inspired this brand new game that you can play on 13, 10, 60. There's a lyric in that JT song. I got that sunshine in my pocket.
Yeah,
we want to know on 13, 10, 60, what's in your pocket? Because he reckons he's got sunshine in his.
I looked in mine, I got nothing but darkness. But I guess you could say... I got that... Darkness! In my pocket.
It's a good old game of fill in the blanks, and Belinda is up first on 13, 10, 60. Good morning, B.
Good morning.
Okay, Belinda, what is in your pocket?
I have disposable rubber gloves.
Ooh. I got
that. Disposable rubber gloves. In my pocket.
It's that easy to play.
Really low.
Have you got one, or have you got a pair of rubber gloves in there, Belinda?
Oh, I'm on my way to work and I've got to clean the facilities.
Oh, you know you do a good job when you have to rubber glove at the start of the day. That's always, no.
Oh, no.
Good on you, mate.
Good luck at work, mate. Let's get Monica on. Hello.
Good morning, Dad and Maz. How are you both? Beautiful day.
Whoa.
It is a beautiful day.
All right.
It is. Best day for running.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, you're actually running while you talk to us?
I'm trying to pull out of the wind because I'm up near the beach.
Okay.
Yes. Now, Monica.
Yes.
Here's the $1 million question, babe.
Yep.
What's in your pocket?
Seashells. I got
that. Seashells.
Because you're running by the beach and you pick some up?
I pick up something no matter where I run. I have a memory jar for all my marathons.
Oh, wow. You're doing a marathon.
I'm this week I'm doing the Run Newcastle. After that, I'm going to do a half marathon in Sydney. Then after that, I'm going to do my ever first free marathon. It is so exciting.
That is pretty good.
Monica, you are just a joyful human being.
Yeah. I ran 6Ks this week, so I'm pretty proud of myself too.
You should be well proud. You should be high-fiving in the air, going back and kissing yourself in the mirror.
Yep. Kissing myself in the mirror. I do that anyway, but all right. Should we do another one?
Monica.
We got time?
Mate, those endorphins have really kicked in. Yeah.
All
Sandra.
Right.
We've got Sandra. Hello.
Hello. How you there?
Yeah, good, Sandra.
So good, babe.
What's in your pocket, Sandy?
I've got a parking infringement notice in my pocket.
Parking infringement notice.
In my pocket.
Oh, no.
Where did you park where you weren't supposed to park, Sandra?
I know. Oh. Parked at work.
Oh, well. One more.
It.
Let's get another one.
Yeah, let's do it.
Is it chicane?
Hello, how are you?
Good, hey, chicane.
Mate. Chicane, what's in your pocket?
I've got a hash brown in my pocket. I
got that hash brown.
Is it a cooked one or a frozen one, chicane?
Oh, it's still hot, but it's getting kind of warm.
Oh, that is just disgusting.
Get that out of your pocket. Put it in your cake hole. So the hash brown goes.
Yeah.
That was a fun new game.
It was, Maz. Well done.
Thanks, everybody, for participating.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Good use of the pause button.
It really was. Hey, guys, we are back tomorrow on your radio, so make sure you tune in from 7 a.m. Show lives online. We're at Dan and Maz on all of the social media channels, so follow us there. See you tomorrow.
Dan and Maz Weekends.